son of Zohar Paragay Mishra said, Ketzad Toilu and Umar Shit, how would they hang the Korban Pesach and strip off the hide from the Korban Pesach? And after they shattered the Korban Pesach and were Zohar to Dam and the Mizbeh, they would then strip the Pesach from its hide, and they were Makhtir the Emur, the fast of the Korban, would be nectar on the Mizbeh, and the butter of the Korban would be roasted to be eaten on Lel Pesach. There were metal hooks that were attached to the walls and the pillars in the Azara, and they would hang the Korban Pesach on the hooks, and then they would strip the hide off the Korban Pesach. Anybody who did not have a plate to hang the Korban Pesach in order to strip it from its hide, but there were no hooks left to hang his Korban Pesach. Maklos dakim halakim hayushak. They had thin, smooth sticks that were used to strip off the hide from the Korban Pesach. Umaniach haksefo ba'al kesef chavero betola umashi. He would take one of these sticks and he would put one end of the stick on his shoulder and the other end of the stick on his friend's shoulder, and then he would hang the Korban Pesach on the stick and strip the hide off the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer, Arba Asa Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos. Maniach Yodo Akesa Chavera, B'Yad Chavera Akseifo, B'Toyla Umashi. Rabbi Eliezer said that the 14th day of Nisan came out on Shabbos, and they were bringing the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Instead of using sticks to hang the Korban Pesach, he would put his hand on his friend's shoulder, and his friend would put his hand on his shoulder, and they would hang the Korban Pesach on their arms, and they would strip the hide off the Korban Pesach. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, these sticks that were used for the stripping of the hide of the Korban Pesach were muksa on Shabbos, and it was forbidden to use them on Shabbos. So therefore, if you couldn't find a hook on Erev Pesach that came out on Shabbos, you were not allowed to use those sticks. Instead, they would put their hands on each other's shoulders, and they would hang the Korban Pesach on their arms, and that's how they would strip the hide off the Korban Pesach. Sachav Sachav Parakeim Mishnah Yud Karav Bahayti Emur. They would rip the hide for the Korban Pesach and take out the Emur, the fat of the Korban, that would nectar on the Mizbeh. Nas Nofim Magid. They would take the fat of the Korban and put it in a kli. They hate Ketira and Agabi and Mizbeh. They would bring the Emur into the Mizbeh, and the Emur would be burned on top of the Mizbeh. Yatza Kash Rishoyna. For Yashbala Baharabai. When Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, after the first group completed bringing the Korban Pesach, they would leave the Azara, and they would sit on the Harabai from the Temple Mount. As they cannot bring the Pesach to their house, they were not allowed to carry the Pesach to their house on Shabbos, so instead, they would go out of the Azara and sit in the Harabai until after Shabbos. Shnia Bechayim. After the second group completed bringing their Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach that came out on Shabbos, they would go sit in the Chayim, the part of the Harabayim, outside of the Ezra Snasha. And they would wait there until after Shabbos. Bahashlishis bin Koima Omer. And after the third group completed bringing their Korban Pesach, they would stay there in the Azara until after Shabbos. And there was no more room in the Harabai since the first two groups had already gone out to the Harabai, so the third group had nowhere to go. So they stood in their place in the Azar. They weren't allowed to sit down in the Azar, as nobody's allowed to sit in the Azar except for a melech from the base of it. So they stood there in the Azar until after Shabbos. Chashcha yasu b'tzolo es pischem. Once it got dark and Shabbos was over, now they could bring the Korban Pesach to their house. They would go to their house and roast the Korban Pesach, but on Shabbos itself, it would be forbidden to roast the Korban Pesach. And even though it's mutter to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, however, the roasting of the Korban Pesach is forbidden on Shabbos, so they would wait until after Shabbos, they would bring the Korban Pesach to their house, and they would roast the Korban Pesach that would be eaten on that night, which is Lel Pesach.